Okay, new year, same podcast.
Hello.
But new episodes for the podcast. Welcome, ladies. How are we?
Hello, we're doing well.
Allie, producer Sarah Syke, hanging out with you on the podcast today. I wanted to talk about something that picked up a lot of steam over the break when we were away. You guys know the story of Gypsy Rose Blanchard, right?
Okay, can you explain a little bit about her background? Because I know she had her boyfriend kill her mom.
Okay, so the whole story with Gypsy Rose Blanchard is that she had hired her boyfriend years and years ago.
Hired your boyfriend.
To kill her mother.
Okay.
Now, her mother was abusive. There was proof that her mother was mentally, emotionally abusive. She convinced Gypsy Rose that she was sick with all these different diseases and sicknesses. So because of all the years of abuse, she had her mother killed. She didn't kill her. She paid, or I guess she,
I mean,
I don't know,
so she kind of did kill her.
Yeah,
she
in
paid
a way,
for
indirectly.
It. Right.
So her boyfriend, doing time, He's away for a very long time in jail. She served time and recently got out.
Okay, yeah.
Here's the thing, though. People are supportive of her.
That's what I saw all over Instagram.
And it's so weird to me because I don't understand. Like, okay.
Everyone's like, yes, freedom, my queen.
Sad story. Like, she was, you know, mentally, emotionally abused.
And that we do not condone.
And we do not condone that, of course. But she had somebody killed.
Yeah, that's...
Like, you know, it wasn't in a moment of self-defense.
Right.
It was like she set out to have her mother killed, had her boyfriend. Now, he's still doing time. She's out. She's got, like, I think she's going to get a podcast. She's got a, Lifetime movie coming out. She's reaping the benefits of doing something terrible, and people are applauding, and I don't understand why. Like, am I crazy here?
I'm glad you actually said this, because... I felt the same because I'm like, okay, am I missing something? Because the only thing I had known about her was she had someone killed, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that she was abused or any. I had no idea of any of that. But, like, why not have her arrested, like the mom arrested?
I don't know.
And put away for life. Like, why kill her?
Well, I don't know. So here's the thing. So I don't know all the background details.
Uh-huh.
Maybe her mother did go to jail for an amount of time. I don't know. Maybe she did call the police and there was nothing. I don't know. I would have to do more reading and digging on it. And I haven't, because the story just irritates me. I don't need to know any of the other details.
Yeah.
It bothers me that this girl admittedly had her mother killed.
Right.
And is now getting rewarded financially. She's got following. Like, the people are people love her. And I just don't understand.
Everyone says justice for
her.
Where
are we as a society?
Right. Well, okay, so my thing is, and this is another very valid question, I think. So when that happened, she was dating this dude, he killed the mom, whatever, they both went to jail.
By the way.
What?
She's got a new boyfriend.
Okay, wait, that's what I wanted
or
to
husband.
Say.
Husband, she's getting married.
Sorry. You took it away from me.
I didn't know that's where you were going. You said you didn't know much about the story, so I was trying to update you.
I know that she has a husband.
Don't have me killed.
She has a new guy who's her husband, but she just got out of jail like 2 minutes ago. So it's like, how did you find a husband while you were in jail?
Because
I could barely find one walking around.
You know what? You bring up a great point.
How did she find him? Is there like...
Isn't there a dating site for that?
They're dating apps for prisoners?
You bring up another great point. Mm-hmm. There are people that are like in love with murderers. Like when, who is the guy played by Ross Lynch?
Yes, and Zac Efron did it too.
Zac Efron did it. The serial killer. Was it Ted Bundy?
Ted Bundy.
Yeah. Women love Ted Bundy.
I think because he was hot. If he wasn't hot.
But he's a murderer.
I know, but I think that's what people were clouded by.
And this isn't recent. That was years and years ago. We've been effed up for years about
it. I know.
I don't get it. Sarah?
Okay. I just found on Google 12 best free prison dating sites
in
January 2024. And when I click on the link, I can't access it.
I wouldn't click on the link. I wouldn't click on the link.
This has been bothering me for a couple days, and I wanted to bring it up on the show. And I was like, I know we'll just go down a rabbit hole here. It'll go too deep. So I knew this was better for the podcast. I just wanted to know, how do you guys feel about this? Because we live in a time where people are like, people are so mean to Britney Spears, this, that, and the other thing, and we should support Britney and free Britney, this, that, and the other thing. And then you can be so supportive of people, but at the same time, also be supportive of people that are guilty of murder. And I just don't get where we support the weirdest things.
The fact that she willingly admitted, like, that she had her mom killed, that, like, I mean, I would have, if I got out of jail, I would have just tiptoed out, kept my head down, and said nothing.
Yeah.
like not doing all these Instagram things and whatever. I don't know. I still think it's a little messed up, but well, a lot messed up, but I think they should have just had the mom go to jail.
But again, I don't know the details. Maybe she did report it. And how do you prove, like, how do you prove that she's doing these things to you?
I mean,
you
just but take, if a no, kid is nuts. Saying that to you yeah, know, some kind of authority figure, they should take it seriously.
I don't, and Sarah, let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Do we fault society for buying into this, or do we fault the individual for taking advantage of it? Because if I went to jail and mm-hmm. I served my, and people are like, well, she served her time. She did what she was punished for. Yeah. She did the time that she was given for the punishment.
Right.
Like, she served her time. Why should she not be able to come out and make... a little, you know what really about Casey Anthony is the one. I mean, she didn't serve any time. We all know what happened there.
Yeah.
She wound up getting off the hook, and she's living some, you know, financially stable life now. And
right.
That bothered. That's another story. But Gypsy Rose Blanchard served her time. She came out. People are like, why shouldn't she be able to make a living and make?
Listen,
it's what she's making a living off of that messes me up. But I was going to ask you, Sarah, who do you fault in this situation?
I think it's social media to fault, because without social media, you wouldn't have all this controversy. Like, is it right? Is it wrong? She did what the law says. She served out her sentence. She got time off, or she got released early for good behavior, and she should just live her life now. And the fact that she's getting all of these endorsements, whatever TV shows about her and all this money is really because social media has blown up her whole case.
Mm. Yeah, and people are supporting her so hardcore. It's definitely society, because people are, like, it's not her fault if people say certain things about her.
Yeah, I just don't get how, like I said, there can be people that support really great things. Like, let's be supportive of Britney Spears. Let's get her the help she needs. This is a good cause. Like, people are too tough on Britney Spears. But then at the same time, those are the same people that are like, yeah, I'm so happy that that murderer is out of prison and she's going to make her bag now. And, oh, let's get the Lifetime TV movie.
Were you going to say telenovela?
I was going to say telenovela. She'll probably get one of those, too.
Right.